look at icebreaker
here. Right, having a little pre-combo. First of all, it's been 30 years since we've done this.
It has.
We have not been here since March.
I was going to say, don't do that, Kim, but it has been a long time. Since March?
Yes, that was our last. August. Yes. That's almost 6 months.
Damn, girl, where you been? Tell people.
Excuse me, no, Miss Mamas, where have you been? Mo tried to, but see, you see how Mo tried to do me, y'all? She was trying to play like, this is my fault, when in reality, Miss Mamas decided to start 30 businesses in that time frame. So, y'all ask Mo where she's been.
Really had us every month from March all the way to August. We ain't never sit here and be like, all right, let's start back.
Every time I'll be waiting on you.
No way.
I swear. I sometimes I'll be thinking about like, when are we gonna start the podcast again? But I'll be waiting on you, child, because I ain't.
Damn it.
I be having shit to do. I don't be having shit. Every time we stop finishing the podcast, I'll be like, oh, I can get so much done. I just be wanting to focus on my own project, yeah. Quote unquote. Ask me what I be doing.
What a tangled web we be.
Ask me about my personal development. Actually, don't, because I'm being embarrassed. But welcome back, guys. This is Even Exchange.
Do the old intro real quick.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, Kim.
You ready?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
You know what I miss, though, when I used to be like, what the fuck is up, everybody? I felt, those were the episodes I felt real hype. So we're glad to be here.
I'm kind of hyped for this one, because like I said, we ain't been here in a minute. Yes. Got to get back into the groove of things. We have a lot going on.
We do.
What's funny is it's not that obviously we still talk pretty much every day.
Yes,
we just have not recorded.
Right,
so we haven't missed a beat. But no. The podcast, y'all have missed out on a lot because we
don't
know here.
What the fuck going on. I don't even remember what we talked about in the last episode.
Don't ask me.
You know I did a little color coordinating though because you know I got everything cataloged.
Period. It's me. I don't even know what was the title. See, I know nothing. Oh, let's wait. Not. Let me not backtrack. I don't know.
Look at the Instagram.
But yeah, a lot has changed. Like Kim said, a lot of business has been started. A lot of things have been going.
I knew it! It was the what? Aries episode. And Aries was here.
What the hell was he talking about? Me?
Yo ass, and I mean probably. Or I probably just shouted him out on that episode.
That's so funny.
We're talking about see y'all in the summer.
Is it still technically summer or is it fall?
It's summer. I consider August, especially the beginning. So it's before the 15th. So okay. I consider it. Summer.
So we got some funny things to talk about. Do you want to start off with the 50-50 thing? Because we were just mid in that conversation.
We can, yeah, because we're already in it.
So I'm feeling pretty spicy. So last night I was on Facebook, came across a guy who shared this post of a girl who said, I don't want to be in a relationship with no man I got to go 50-50 with. He shared and said, the only man that'll disagree with this is a man that can't afford rent/mortgage. So I'm talking to a friend of mine and we discussing it and he's someone who, you know, he's pretty much like even men should be a provider. But he also feels like, bitch, you gonna help me pay something. Like, it's okay for you to help me pay something.
Let me do something.
Let me do something.
Yeah.
And all that, oh, I cook and I clean. You're gonna expect him to cook and clean at some point, too. He
really?
Mentioned that.
Because I figure.
Because at some point, you're gonna be like, babe, can you get the dishes? Or can you go to drop the kids off today?
Okay, that's fair. See, and this is why I can't let no nigga pay all my bills.
Exactly.
Because I don't wanna be a maid.
Yeah, that's exactly what they want.
A housewife, a maid. I don't want none of that shit. Okay. It's the 21st century, and I can pay all my bills myself.
That's what I said.
I just don't. It's not the '50s no more. Because I would assume, like I said, if you was paying all the bills, then the woman was, because that's the old school thing. Clearly, like that's what y'all doing. So,
but old school, the women didn't have a job, so of course they asked home all day, taking care of the house and kids. But you wasn't doing shit the fuck else.
Women
and today
work
in 2021, bitch, we got jobs, we got multiple businesses,
whole jobs.
So if you do want to sit here and watch me, you know, stack up all my money, you take care of all the bills. Okay, psycho lover. Like, I'm cool, I guess.
I know a couple who, like, the guy, like, pretty much pays all the bills, and she, like, buys all the groceries and, like, pays for, like, their vacations or stuff like that. Okay. So, it's, like, a good little trade-off. It seems like a good little trade-off to me. They seem quite happy. True. But I'm just, because that's why I'm, like, it's got to be some kind of give and take, because it is not the 50s, baby, and I'm not going
to
be no house.
That's what I'm saying. To me, I'm like, it got to be a catch. It's always got to be a fucking catch to something, Jesus. It's a catch.
Because as soon as somebody feel like they are supporting you financially, that's when they feel like they can control you.
And think about that shit over your head. Any argument, well, I take care of all this, so what you mean you ain't gonna do this? Or what you mean you don't want to do? It's gonna turn into that.
It's
at some point.
Triggering, actually. At some point. I think about like when you live with your parents and how they was like, you need to have a job. You need to be going to school. You need to be doing something. You can't live in here for free.
For free.
Like,
and just so you can say, oh, I cook and I clean.
What else?
What else do you bring to the table? Because any bitch can cook and clean.
Hello?
I guess you're lucky if you got kids by this nigga, so now you can at least say, well, I had your kids, I take care of your kids. That's only one up. A lot of you bitches have... Let me shut up. But, you know... y'all got kids, so that y'all feel like that's why your spot's secured and this nigga gonna take care of you because you have kids and the kids at the house and this, that, and the third. Fine. But, bitch, at some point, I feel like some men at some point be like, bitch, I do all this shit for this bitch and all she do, I'm coming here talk about all she do is cook and clean. You know what I mean? At some point, I feel like they're gonna want more.
Yeah.
Or they're gonna feel like they own you, essentially.
Right. Ooh, I can't. Because imagine, I be thinking about Tiny and T.I. and how he was just like, well, I take care of you, and I buy you this, and I buy you that. And she was just like, I had all that prior to you the one wanting me to sit at the house barefoot and pregnant and not doing anything. But baby, yeah, like, I was a star before I ever met you.
So and she wanted to really get that in her bag, and he really had a problem with that.
Really had a Tiny wanted to go back and make, she just wanted to do what she did before she met this man.
Anything, from songwriting to performing. She wanted to do anything.
And he did not want to budge on that shit. And I'm like, and that's, I didn't, how you know it. That nigga is trying to control her.
He was.
She was. Tiny ain't a regular bitch off the street. Tiny had something before she met that man. So why are you trying to keep her in the house?
Because, T.I., you was the nobody when you met her. You was the upcoming rapper.
You was the one who needed her. And Tiny, listen, Tiny felt like she probably really wanted to be taken care of. And I was just going to say, like, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be taken care of. Especially in this society. Like, there's nothing wrong with a woman wanting to be taken care of. That's probably what she wanted. But after a certain point, it's like, okay, I'm done having your kids. We're not doing that no more. I want to go back and do what I was doing before. Like,
by me, I want to love what I used to love, things like that.
You forgot perfectly.
And I brought this up in the conversation. I was like, in today's day and age, I don't know if women consider it to be a bigger flex if your man take care of everything and you just kind of just chill, mm-hmm. or if it's a bigger place that you can take care of everything on your own. I'm starting to feel like it's frowned upon that a woman can take care of herself on her own. And y'all, and most women will put the women who getting wind, not to say winded down, but just their bills being taken care of on a higher pedestal than the bitch that can really do it on her own. Because what I just said, Kim, I said, if that nigga fuck around and leave your ass today, or you find out he cheating, or you want to leave his ass, can you keep up the same amount of bills that he was keeping up by yourself? So because is it really a flex?
You really get comfortable in your position, or you really get like, because listen, if you're doing that, you better have a nest egg.
And you would think so. I mean, if he's paying all the bills, and let's say you do got a job or business, you should have some money.
You got to have some money because we work.
In the comments on that goddamn post, I'm like, bitch, what the fuck you spending your money on? It was a guy coming, where the fuck her money going? If I'm paying all the bills, what the fuck she paying for? That shit was so funny to me.
I don't, and honestly, because I've never been in, and my parents ain't talked to me about how they split their finances until that conversation. I had no idea how that shit worked with them. I mean, it makes sense because they are old school.
Most men do
want
to take care of the household.
Yeah, but I don't know what the expectation, well, I kind of know what the expectation is because like you said, we all work, like we ain't sitting at the house doing nothing. So
I'm just stacking my money. You just, you know, bending over backwards, taking care of every bill.
Yeah.
At some point, I'll be like, hey, you want to get the white bill over. Like,
I got this because we work. Like,
and but I think it's other bills. We ain't just talking about the, you know, mortgage and rent. It's other bills.
But the thing is that if you're in a relationship and you put in 50-50, like, because if I'm in a relationship with somebody and they expect me to pay half the bills, I expect you to do half the housework. Don't look at me. Don't come in here looking at me like, well, Kimberly, where the food at? I don't know, bitch, where the food? Like,
why the dishes ain't clean, bitch? Because you ain't washed them last night.
Because you ain't put them in the dishwasher, sweetie. Like, that's the problem, is that niggas be wanting to, they be wanting us to split the bills, mm-hmm. but they don't be wanting to split the housework.
There it is.
You got me fucked up. I'm not pushing this vacuum every time this shit need to be pushed, okay? You pick up a goddamn broom and get to work, nigga. Talk about y'all don't be cooking. I seen this girl on this, and everybody was eating her ass up, but this girl on this Twitter thread talking about y'all bitches don't cook, y'all bitches don't do this, y'all bitches don't do that. When a nigga be like, first question they ask you when y'all start talking, can you cook? What you be cooking? You gonna cook for me? This piece might as well just end this now, sir. Because I'm not even a bitch that like to cook.
I see what you're looking for, and I ain't.
You looking for me? And
because you ain't start the conversation with, bitch, I'm gonna take care of you, but can you cook? Like, it was maybe start the conversation like that.
Right. I got money, girl, so what you got? I could then approach it from
a different type of conversation.
It is, but we on a date, and you, can you cook? Bitch, can you build a house? Can you fix a car? Like,
and what I'm saying about is multiple bills. Like, let's say if I start dating somebody seriously right now.
Yeah.
I have two cars and two fucking car notes.
Hello?
I have a mortgage of my own.
Right.
So, are you coming in with your own, you know, household and car notes and whatnot? Because if that's the case, so you finna come in here and pay all of this shit?
Pay all of my
my dude. By all means, you know, go for it.
Because those, some of those are, you know, like lights, mortgage. Those are like things that you have to pay.
Paying everything. Are you really sitting here telling me this man paying the mortgage, multiple car notes, multiple car insurance, the light bill, the internet bill, maybe daycare on top of all of this? You mean to tell me he doing all that shit by himself? You niggas ain't making that much money unless you're selling drugs.
That's what I'm saying.
And if you a drug dealer, just exempt yourself from this conversation. Unless, because apparently y'all just rich. If you a scammer or a drug dealer, just we're going to put you out of this category. And I'm not going to lie to y'all, for the most part, most women whose men take care of every fucking bill, they're dating a drug dealer or a fucking scammer of some sort. So I'm just taking y'all out of the conversation. This is for the 9-to-5 people. People I'm not going to lie.
People with the regular jobs.
People
with regular jobs.
People with regular jobs who ain't sitting here making, you know, all this dirty money. Look, dirty money. Because that's a different type of category. I can't have this conversation with Future. That nigga's rich. He better not ever look at me and ask me to pay no fucking also, mortgage. Bitch, you got it. This house better be paid for, man.
That nigga paying like 8 mortgages.
Exactly.
If he take care of all his baby mamas, that nigga's paying like 8 rent.
So some people are exempt from this conversation because, bitch, you damn sure got it. Selling drugs, scamming, you a rapper, actor, whatever.
You better
whatever
be taking care of all these bills.
Better be.
Keep your life on the line.
Care this shit. But this is for the 9-to-5ers, us regular-ass folk, motherfucking people.
A regular regular.
All them bills I just fucking listed. I can't expect no man to want to date me and really gonna sit here and pay my car note, my two car notes, his one car note, three car insurances, and what, we both living separately, so you gonna pay my mortgage and your rent? That's what we gonna do?
Oh, that would
that's not realistic. You with your 9-to-5 job? Yeah. Nigga, what? Are you the CEO?
And quite frankly, bitch, I don't want you to, because y'all not finna have you feel like you own me or I take care of her. And even though I do want to be taken care of, it's like
fully.
I just I don't want people shit.
I don't want people shit.
I don't want people nothing.
But I'm just saying, realistically,
it's not realistic.
Sometimes it's not realistic.
It's really not.
Unless y'all rent $500 and y'all cars are car, you know, cash cars are paid off.
Y'all live in a shack, shit.
And again, I'm talking about the 9-to-5 people. For the most part, people who really being taken care of is people who, celebrity-wise, drug dealer, scammer. No questions asked. Got the funds.
You think Russell Wilson paying all the bills?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
He both rich as hell,
absolutely.
Though.
I feel like it is.
Really?
When it comes to celebrity men, like I said, y'all got it. And you know he got it. I feel like he covered all that shit, honestly.
But even if they both rich as hell?
That's what I don't understand. I wish they would break down. Go live. Go live and tell us how this shit goes.
Is Jay-Z paying all the bills?
I'm just saying. I don't know.
That's so interesting.
Kim and Kanye. Who's paying?
Right. I mean, because somebody is slightly richer than the other, but essentially neither one of us need each other's money.
We don't.
We're good.
We can both buy multiple mansions.
Yeah, we're good.
So I wonder how they do breakdown stuff like that. They have a joint account. They're like, okay, we're going to get this house, pull it from the joint account. Yeah. And that's just that. Which, if you're married, y'all will have a joint account. So sometimes it looks like.
See, that is so far outside of the scope of my understanding and knowledge. I'm like, sharing your money with that nigga.
Sharing your motherfucking money. A joint account.
Because we make money too now. Oh, Jesus.
And I guess at some point if you get married, y'all should have a joint account.
I guess so. But some married people do keep their, like, I've seen a term, it was called financial infidelity. And it's pretty much when you, like.
Hide your money.
Pretty much. Yeah. Like, you hide your money or you lie about how you're spending your money, stuff like that. And I'm like, and that shit really be breaking up marriages. People be going to counseling for it and everything. I'm like, oh, shit. Remember, think about Tony and Todd.
That Tyler Perry movie, Family That Prays. Mm-hmm. He found out she had a bank account that white man was putting all that money in.
All that bonus money in.
And he took it. Because he wanted to start that
his,
business.
Yes.
And she was like, well, I took the money out.
Oh, she was so sick.
Bitch, that's my money. First of all, I would have been pissed, too. But that's what happened when you married. Motherfucker can't come in there and take your fucking money because we married.
But Tony and Todd, remember, they were like all gung-ho. First of all, they should have no business getting married in the first place. But they were all gung-ho about getting married. But as soon as Tony found out that nigga was like $800,000 in debt, she was like, you didn't tell me about all this? Like, that's considered financial infidelity, like lying about.
Yeah, get me out of here. Fucking weirdo. Brokey. Yeah. Because you will not get me and bring me down in your web. No. I'm not doing that.
Hell no. $800,000?
So, in conclusion, I'm trying to get me a drug dealer or a scammer so I can just kick back my feet up.
And live life on the edge.
Again, that's what I'm saying. It's a catch to every fucking thing.
Yes, that ain't
going
to
jail
or
die.
Yeah, your
nigga, celebrity, a rapper, or a drug dealer. He got all these fucking free bands out this bitch. But, that nigga got at risk of being killed every goddamn day. That nigga got at risk of going to jail every motherfucking day.
The
that nigga
prison.
At risk of losing it all if he's stupid. You know what I mean? He could lose it all. Robbed. It's all kind. It's a catch to every fucking thing.
They can still cheat on you, and then you got to decide if you want to be taken care of. You want to have your goddamn dignity.
That's what we were talking about last night. Talking about some women, you know, if you feel like you're being taken care of, some of them will shut the fuck up because you already know what's going on.
Right.
The man cheating on you, but bitch, like I said, can you take care of this mortgage by yourself? Fuck no.
And if you find out you can't, that's a good reason to stay with somebody. Stay with somebody who is being raggedy.
Right. Think about you getting a house with somebody, or you know, y'all in this house that, like I said, the rent was like $1,500. You in this house, you take care of all these bills. That nigga walk out on you today. And I'm assuming you got money saved up. I ain't calling you no broke bitch. Once them savings are dwindled the fuck down,
what will you do?
Miss ma'am, what you finna do? Car notes, car insurance.
I guess they'll get a job.
But some people, like I said, they already have a job and you just ain't necessarily paying
all the bills. Just don't have all that, yeah.
So like I said, what you doing with all your money? You would think it's over there stacking up somewhere.
I had a friend like that too. Her ex-boyfriend, they broke up while they was living together and he had to like leave essentially, and she was stuck with like a $700 rent alone.
Wait, did she say if they was like splitting it 50-50 or?
Pretty sure they was.
Okay.
Just by the way she was like, yeah, I had to pay all this shit by myself.
Jesus.
I was assuming they were splitting that in half, so, and splitting everything in half.
Imagine paying either nothing or half and having to do it all by yourself. I'm gonna rearrange my budget real quick. You know, like that's a lot.
You had a lease. It's not like you just up and leave. You gotta pay this $1,200 rent until this is over. The way I'd be like, can we just work it out?
But yeah, when it comes to money, just do what works for you. Don't let the internet feel like you ain't shit or your nigga ain't shit because, you know, X, Y, and Z. I feel personally.
Fascinating stuff.
But I do like, it's that meme going around talking about, I like a bitch that got her own, but I'm still paying for everything anyway. I love that. Because yes, please.
Okay, but then that really has me thinking, like, you really just got all your money on the side.
Yeah. So what the fuck are
you doing with? And if you ever ask me to pay, I'm going to take that as you trying to break up with me.
You don't let me know?
Right. Hey. Her got this, her new album, she got this song on there, and then one of the lines is, I never let you pay for nothing when you offer to, and I skip that part every time, because, what? Girl, please. You know, let that man pay.
Let him pay. You want to pay? All right, child. But I'm just being realistic for us 9-to-5 people, you know.
Because if I can't afford to pay it all, which
I mean, nothing, I'm not going to go put myself in a position where, like I said, if a nigga leave me today, I'm going to be stuck and looking stupid. So, I'm not going to have us in no $2,000 I don't know, fucking apartment, knowing damn well this nigga leave me today, bitch. I gotta pay $2,000 a month for the rest of this lease.
I'm by scared. Myself. I don't even know how y'all be moving in with niggas. I really don't. I am terrified.
We gonna keep this shit, you know, realistic around here?
Because the truth is, really, you just move in with me, and then when we decide we're done, you just get the hell out, and I keep all of my things. I don't have to split nothing with you. I'm just scared. This is my toaster, and I don't want to give it up. Like, I just...
The idea of two separate homes, it's so nice. I think. Now I'm leaning towards, I'm like, oh, you got your own place, I got my own place. Sometimes spend that at your house, sometimes we kick it at my shit. Like, I love that.
I am not trying to rush movie with you bitches.
Well, I pointed out, I said, but a lot of niggas, you know, in Jacksonville, they don't have their own everything. So, let's not forget that part. And the niggas in the comments, bitch, do you have your own home? No. I would love, if you got your own home, raise your hand. That's what somebody should have said in the comments.
Do niggas really not be having their own place?
Fuck no. Bitch, roommates and living with your mama them and whatever the fuck. And then be trying to play. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do all this. I'm going to take care of everything. Take care of what? Bitch, you even got your own.
You see in the tweets on Twitter, they be like, I think I always complain about, oh, yeah, I'm I don't want a bitch to take half. I ain't trying to get married because I don't want to take half.
Take half.
A nigga that work in an Amazon warehouse.
Bitch, please work in a fucking warehouse. I'm like, what the fuck I'm going to take from you? Work at a warehouse. You got a roommate. Your car is a cash car. Thank God. Because bitch, you know what? You can't
afford no note.
Hey! Bitch, you even have car insurance. Right, dirty bitch.
Have the licenses, but we're not going to go there.
See, you're talking about you going to provide. Okay.
That must be a lot of pressure, though, societally, to be like, you know, especially in this economy, because we don't make, us in general, I mean, men make the most, but we don't make a lot. So I bet that having the pressure of having to, knowing you have to be, as a man, you have to be a provider, that shit must be.
And if you can't necessarily come through, your woman got to pick up the slack.
Do you less of a man or, you know.
And like, women get slick out their mouth too. That shit come up.
Listen back, your girlfriends, Joel said some foul ass shit to Aaron. She was like, what did she say? Pretty much, she was just like, if you want to make, you know, man of the house decisions, you can make man of the house money.
It's just that.
And, you know.
It's really just that. And you're going to be salty about it. They are.
Definitely are. Because that's a hurt.
You're going to come and try to put your foot down, but bitch.
To the ego.
The pockets ain't matching and the math ain't mathing. So,
Talk about being a damn leader.
That money can ruin a relationship too, because when it gets to that, y'all throwing slick shots at each other. I done did this and what you did. I done paid this by myself all this time. You ain't help me do this. It gets real nasty. And again, like I said, it can ruin a relationship. You not helping me pay the bills.
Resentful of you.
I'm not turned on by you, because who the fuck would be turned on by a nigga that ain't gonna provide for me, help me out? Bitch, that shit ain't cute.
You sit on the couch watching the fucking cable that I pay for.
And I'm over here in the room budgeting my money. How that shit work? But that's what I'm saying. On the flip side of that, how the man feel? I'm in the living room watching TV and shit, and you paid all the bills. You've been working all day, and you paid all the bills. I ain't help you do shit, but I'm walking around this bitch watching TV, I bought another package coming in from Amazon. This bitch done bought another bag, and I done paid all this shit by myself.
You better be taking care of something.
That's why at some point, who's going to be resentful of who here? Shit's weird. Well, just do what works for you. That's it. That's all.
That's it. That's all.
But what Joan said, don't be trying to come here and be man of the house, and you got man of the house money.
That nigga was pissed. Oh, he was so upset.
Did he have a leg to stand on, though? What was his comeback?
His thing was, he didn't want to spend all, because Joan had bought that expensive ass, like, range stove. And he didn't want to spend all that money because they still had to renovate the entire house. And she, you know, he felt like they should budget their money and not, you know, splurge on everything. Whereas Joan was like, well, girl, I got money. Like, I don't know what the issue is. If I want this nice range stove, I feel like I should have it. Mm-hmm. And she paid for it. And I guess it was with their money, their house money, you know. So he felt like you should have did that.
Oh, okay.
Child. And Joe was very much like, you know, sedity as hell and definitely had money and wanted to pay for the expensive shit that she wanted.
That's what I'm thinking. She paid for it out of her own account. Like, bitch, I want this ring. She goes, swipe my card type shit. But if you saying she took it from their account, from the, you know, wait a minute, Joan.
And I'm wondering if she paid a little bit of extra since she, you know, that was her justification. Because she was like, well, I can afford it. Like, I feel like I make the money that I make and I work hard for it and I can afford it and I want to spend it. So if I have to put forth a little bit of extra money for these nice things, then I'm going to do that.
Relationship money can get in the way.
And even when they first started dating, Joan like went to his apartment and so I was like run down and it wasn't like a lot of furniture in there. And she was like, okay,
she didn't want to like use the bathroom there or something. That shit was funny.
Yeah. And she, bless Joan.
Hey, like you said, bougie ass Joan. Bless her heart. Who would you say? You said, who do you think you are from Girlfriends? Which character?
Unfortunately, I am Joan. Mine is the desperate for a man part. I could not, oh Jesus, when she proposed to that nigga, I was like, it ain't never that bad. Like, Tony read the fuck out of her in one of them episodes, because she was like, Joan, you act like you're the only one that wants to get married. Just because I don't walk around whining about it every 5 minutes doesn't mean I don't want to.
Correct.
Because, every 2 seconds, Joan was whining about not being married. You would have thought that bitch was 47 the way she was talking.
And now we realize that they were our age.
Yes, quite literally. I'm like, wait a minute.
Because I know I ain't running around this bitch talking about, I just want to be married. Are you going to marry me? Every guy I date.
She was...
Back to the guys who have their own places. I've dated a couple guys who have their own place. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, like, y'all some fucking unicorns. Like, definitely. What's the fucking catch? And, you know, some shit like that don't necessarily last long. Because, like I said, y'all a fucking unicorn. Y'all out here letting all these bitches come over here and hang out in your shit. And we all feel special. And we're like, oh, this nigga got his own place. Bitch, it's lit.
That bar is in hell. Because why can't we just... Why can't we find... Because even if the man do got his own place, his TV is on a fucking bin. Plastic bin. Or his mattress is on crates. Like, I just, bitch. The bar is truly in hell because.
It was one guy, I was like, bitch, who helped you decorate this shit? And he told me, like, his mama helped him. I was like, okay, I'm gonna let you have it. I'll let you have it. Right. It's nice in here. I'm watching you. Because,
wait a minute. You got a little bit too much curtain going on in here.
It was one guy. I was looking at pictures. I was like, who the fuck, you know, who lived that house with you? Bitch had a motherfucking candle holder. Right. Nigga, you ain't finna pull one up on me, motherfucker. It's a bitch in this house somewhere. Like, nigga got a candle holder. Nah.
Sad boots. Because you know. A regular straight nigga ain't got no goddamn candle holder in his house.
Who put this candle holder
in
here?
Who's been in here? Who lives here?
Exactly. Oh, that was funny. And then the other guy, it didn't give me like a bitch put this together. It gave me a man decorated kind of thing, which is kind of weird because men decorated and doing it
don't
well.
Be this way.
You did it well. Okay.
Right.
So I let him have that one. And then the other one, it was very much a man cave.
Which means?
So I seen four houses. I'm not a hoe. I've seen four houses, right? The first one I walked in, I immediately was like, who the fuck helped you decorate? Where's the bitch at? Like, and that's when he was like, his mama helped him. Okay. Fine. The second one, it was the guy, he got his own place. And I'm like, it decorated real nice, but not like a woman had did okay. shit. The other guy, it was a man fucking cave. And the other guy was the one, he actually did live with a bitch. And that's when we had the fucking candle holder. Come to find out, bitch, it was a bitch.
It was a bitch. Because candle holders, stop it. You're a homosexual.
What is going on?
Or, yeah. Or a woman lives here.
A woman lives, and a woman definitely lived there.
Yeah. Liar! One of the two.
Because you had the guy that you had
a man cave, though. Describe
it. It was just very like... much, it wasn't like, I decorated this shit real nice. It's kind of like, bitch, oh, I found this furniture on Craigslist. Oh, my couch came from motherfucking da-da-da. It was like, you just threw this shit together, and here we are.
You know what? And I'm not gonna talk about the niggas that do that. Because for some people, that works. And, you know, some people ain't got design minds. So if you just had to get your furniture where you get it,
I'm happy the mattress wasn't on the floor. You know,
okay, that's
so it's a step up.
You
from
at
that.
Least had a frame because I definitely used to sleep on a mattress on the floor with a nigga, and I'm not proud.
So enough.
I'm talking about. Oh Jesus, Beverly. We have. I just want to sleep with a nigga with a duvet. Is it too much to ask?
I feel like them be the worst ones. They know they got their shit, and it's like,
you know what's okay. So funny is Martin got a skit, not a skit, but like he got stand up back in the 90s, and he talk about this exact same thing. It's like when you got your house nice and smell good, women don't be trying to like buck up on you as much because he's like, oh, this is all for you. This is all for you. But if you're walking, you can step. You can step. Why you acting like this? Meanwhile, nigga got a dirty house. Okay, bye, motherfucker. Shit, I was waiting on you to get me out this motherfucker. Piss all in the corner. Bye, bitch.
Oh, my God. You got this man cave. Ooh. That shit is so funny. When you come across a man who really got his own, and that shit is nice, I said, bitch, what's the fucking catch? The catch was he's a whore, and I'm out.
The catch was he, you know, same thing, because he got a girlfriend and he's a whore. It's the exact same thing. Bliss.
Bliss?
Don't have these niggas have you paying for everything, okay? Not please. Everything.
And stressing you the fuck out. You're not doing that.
And make you cook and clean.
And make you be, I gotta be the slave. You're gonna stress me out.
Niggas really expect you to do that. Like, they really want you to be like their grandma. No.
Your grandma got cheated on, had, you know, step kids that she obviously been pregnant, probably didn't know about.
Okay, live across town and shit. I'm not doing that, sir. I hate cooking. I'm like cooking for myself, sweetie. How he gonna eat? Can that nigga not cook? What's going on? Like, no, for real though, because I have never run into a nigga that like really cooks. It's always them asking us if we cook. Why?
And they really expecting me to jump up every time you tell me you motherfucking hungry, bitch. When my bill was due, are you gonna jump up when I call you next week and say my car note due? Are you gonna jump up?
Why are you telling me you hungry like you my child?
Are you hungry? Like I'm gonna wake up and go make you a steak real quick.
Okay.
Bitch, steak when I call you next week and say my car don't do, are you gonna jump up and run to the ATM? Cause that's the case. Okay, I might consider going there and baking your ass some fucking chicken. Like, but
see, now, and me, I ain't even doing all that. Cause I already know I'm not that kind of bitch. Okay. So you need to go make your own steak and eggs and I'll pay my own shit.
But that's what I'm saying. It gotta be something compromised.
You do.
If you can sit there and demand food, bitch, I'm gonna demand a wallet. Cash. Don't want cash or card. Matter of fact, just put your card on file. Thanks.
Not the card on file. Put it on file. Make me an authorized user.
Authorized. I went on a date and the joke was so fun. I'm so glad he laughed. We went to the movies and he was paying for the food and stuff. We went to go sit down in our seats and we realized we wanted something else. So he didn't have his wallet or something, but he so he had me hold his card in my purse. So we realized we wanted to get something else. He was like, all right, I'm gonna go get another whatchamacallit. I was like, oh, let me get my man some money. And he looking at me like, oh shit, she's gonna pay for it. Bitch, I pulled out his debit card. We in the theater laughing. The people like, bitch, get out. That shit was so funny. Cause the way his face lit up, like, oh my gosh, she's gonna pay for this shit. Look at her. Whole bitch, time. Please, I'm gonna get your car.
It's yeah. His car. I know y'all was cackling. Ooh, bitch.
That was fun.
That is fun.
Dating can be fun, you guys.
It can be.
At least for the first 2 weeks. After that, it's shit.
After that, it's hell. Once you realize you gotta, like, get to know the bitch.
But I think that'd be the fun part, getting to know each other. Like,
that's okay, not getting so to know no damn body.
We just having us a good little time. We kicking.
No, you don't know that nigga snore. You don't know that nigga don't, you know, put the toilet seat down.
But see, that's after the 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, I already shit anyway, so you never really know that part.
That's what the getting to know you part is. That first 2 weeks is the I'm in love and I just met you phase. It's the I just met you phase, and it's lit here.
If y'all ever got to experience dating somebody, y'all was able to spend the night at his place and vice versa. That's a different type of fun too.
It definitely is. That's grown people fun.
We grown as fuck. It's a meeting that say, "Bitch, I'm grown as fuck. It's a man in my house."
That shit was so grown as shit.
It's a boy. No, I said it's a boy in my house. Right. That shit was so funny. I think I gotta say it to my camera. You know,
I'm sitting grown as fuck. It's a boy in my house.
It's a boy in my house. Oh my god.
It'd be killing me when everybody be like, "I know you got a man living in there. I know you got a nigga living in there."
And that's what they all think. You live by yourself, ain't no man over here? No, I'm by myself. Girl.
A man.
Remember when I went to St. Augustine by myself?
Yes.
Literally by my fucking self. I wouldn't lie to y'all about that. Everybody who called me, "You ain't by yourself. Somebody coming up there? You by yourself? Call me right now, bro. You're not by yourself." I'm like, "I'm by myself. Here's me, here's the day, here's
what
the
is so hard to believe that
I am alone.
I'm being by lonesome.
You don't want to believe it.
Girl, I got a boy in my house.
And what I call myself a roach, right?
Please stop calling yourself that. We did have an episode, but you were talking about the men. So let's go back to using roaches for men. When you call them ungrateful roaches? Yeah.
Some of them are. Absolutely. Definitely.
The first time you said it, though, it was good. Because the way you... You're calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I am not a roach. And you're not a roach, so stop calling yourself that. Okay, so let's talk about your secret admirer.
Which I still don't know who it is. About
roaches.
I'm going to be so embarrassed somebody I haven't talked to already. I just didn't take the hint.
But my thing is, if you sent the roses, speak up.
Say something.
Wait, it's been a week at this point? Longer?
You didn't want to take your credit for it at least and be like, "Yeah, I hope you like it."
Y'all, at one point she was like, "I'm starting to think y'all are pranking me. I'm starting to think my friend's pranking me." I was like, first of all, girl, if I sent you roses, I want my credit. Like, period. You don't know.
A friend, somebody who you really talk to like that, they would have put an inside joke on it. You ain't even got to put your name on it. I don't know what you would have put on it.
I don't know. Don't put me on the spot like that. Also, speaking of, you better get started thinking about my cake.
Yes. Yes, I want my things. That would be cute.
So who's your secret admirer, bitch? You got to know.
I have no fucking idea. I don't know. Because like I say, I'm a roach. I don't talk to these niggas. These niggas don't like me.
That. What did I told you? Roaches don't get flowers. They don't send flowers to roaches.
But see, I gotta be a roach because a nigga ain't even want to admit that who the fuck he is. So,
but who?
You don't even want to tell me who you are. I'm a roach. Thought I was special for 5 seconds. And I'm like, bitch, somebody gonna call me by the end of the day.
Somebody had flowers sent to your home.
And remember, I told you, I broke it down and said, how many people knew where I live? Yes. How many people I have recently been talking to? First of all, none. Let's just start there.
Okay.
None. So I'm like, it just had to be somebody who I was talking to way back, whenever. But it's weird because if I ain't talked to you in that long, why are you sending me shit to my house?
Because you're on my mind. Roaches don't be on people's minds. Anytime a roach is on my mind, because I want to stomp on that bitch. Or pest control.
Well, I still don't know who the secret admirer is.
She doesn't.
Help me out. If it was you, say something.
Okay, so how do you feel about getting flowers sent to you anonymously? Do you feel good?
I felt sweet. I felt like it was sweet at first. Mm-hmm. I honestly thought it was from... and I was like, yes, okay, fine. He tried to be nice, but I read the note. I'm like, that shit don't make sense. So it couldn't be his ass. Great. Who the fuck would it be? Like,
it's somebody who clearly wants your attention and ain't got it.
Well, I mean, y'all got it, and then what you did with it? You didn't say shit. So did you really want it? So imagine somebody coming to tell me about it this week. Like, somebody finally calling me and be like, "Hey, I saw you posted flowers. I sent you flowers." My first, why the fuck you just now saying something? Goodbye.
You can even go be like, "Oh, that was so sweet. Thank you.
Bitch, it was sweet last week. You should call me then. Bye." Don't make me wait a week to find out who the fuck you were, you weirdo. And then I'm thinking, well, shit, maybe they ain't say nothing because they're going to send something else. Another hint, another clue or some shit.
You know what? I saw when you were bringing them in the house on FaceTime, I saw your name on them somewhere because I was like, I hope to God they get sent to the wrong house. But he's definitely a jerk.
And the guy was like, "Monique?"
Yeah.
I was like, yep, that's me.
Yeah. It was Camille for me.
That, first of all, I wonder how many times that I came up to somebody's house and be like, "Tasha?" And I'm like, "Bitch, my name is Kim. That's not my name."
That is rude.
I've been so embarrassed.
Okay. What?
What if she would have said Camille? First of all, I'll be jealous.
Right. Because what the fuck you getting flowers?
She got flowers at my house. Got it. It's her mommy. You got a crush. Well, right. She said a secret admirer. Like, okay. You might be right.
I mean, we are growing. This is not high school no more. Speak up.
And personally, like I said, if I was to send somebody something, I'm going to put a funny note in it. So, like an inside joke. Right, so you know it's for me.
Right.
Because I started to feel like, okay, maybe this person could not put their name on it for obvious reasons. They know I'm the type of person that's going to post this shit.
Ooh.
I can see it and be like, from John, and the whole time John's like, I don't need her to put me out like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
So I figure, okay, put a little quirky little name on it, a little note. But you put the future. That's not an inside joke. I ain't talked to nobody recently and be like, bitch, you my future and this is gonna be
very presumptuous too.
Hello? And the fact that I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
That lets you know I'm not talking to nobody. I can't even be like, oh yeah, I was talking to such and such the other day and I told him I wanted roses and they showed up. That's not the case here.
Okay, so show yourself.
Show yourself.
I've been waiting to find out who that is since.
So I'm the biggest fan. I can feel it. Because I don't think I'm ever find out.
What?
I don't ever find out. And the fact that when I went back and forth about even posting it, I'm like, bitch, I gotta post it so at least they know I got it. And, you know, and maybe that'll make them say something.
Ever gonna speak up?
Fuck no. It's been almost a week. Like you said, they said what, Tuesday? Last Tuesday. Today's Sunday.
What kind of fucking shit is this?
I'm like, what if I want to prank me? Leave me alone. Remember we said,
yes, child. But again, that is nuts. Because why would you do that? Better things to spend your money on.
God bless.
This is ghetto. I want to know who's the guy.
It's very ghetto. So, of course, once I posted them, I'm going through the views, kind of like combing through my views mm-hmm. to kind of see who's seen it. And I'm like, okay, so this guy saw it. He didn't say shit, so I guess right. It wasn't his ass. You know, I'm like going at it like that. Nothing. I got nothing. Topic. How do you react or respond to a secret admirer? I don't think I've ever had one.
I was just about to say, I ain't never had no goddamn secret admirer. And if I did, they kept that shit a secret.
You definitely kept it a secret. Or at some point you ended up trying to talk to me, so I guess that don't make it a secret no more, right?
Yeah. But like the anonymous, I don't think I've ever gotten anonymous flowers.
This is my first anonymous anything, yeah. So. I thought it was cute. I did think it was cute. I read, no, I'm like, who the fuck put this together? Like, this is nice. And then I'm like, who the fuck is the future? The only future I know is,
stop.
The rapper.
Please.
And I wish the fuck he would send me some flowers.
Okay. Percocet,
period. Feel. I think it's sweet to have a secret admirer or, you know, a crush. I think it's cute. I think it's sweet. It's fine.
At
fine
this and big fun. Age, now I'm like, I don't know. Because if you don't ever find out, I'm going to be mad. Like, what's up, bro? Does secret admirer stay secret?
I have no idea how this works. I'm all new here. I'm a virgin.
Okay.
And I don't have no. A friend of mine, she was like, well, you need to just text everybody who you think it could be and just be like, hey, did you send me these flowers? Or say thank you for the flowers. And I was like, bitch, I'm not a fan of that because. If the nigga didn't send it, one of us will look like we got egg on our face. Yeah. And I don't want to be...
And then everybody going to know. I mean, you already posted it, so everybody does know. But it's like, I didn't see you no flowers.
And now it's this awkward-ass conversation.
I never considered that you might not find out.
Me either. I just knew I would find out either later that day. I'm assuming it tell them like a tracking number or something. Like, okay, deliver.
Yeah, or yeah.
So they would know, okay, she got them shit.
Some kind of confirmation.
You didn't say nothing to me. What's that? Back to Roach. Like a Roach. Would you be afraid, curious, excited, flabbergasted?
A little bit of everything. Curious,
I'm definitely curious. And I was excited. I was.
Excited.
Because Kim witnessed it with me.
Yeah.
I'm literally upstairs working, talking to Kim. She working too. And I was a doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm coming down the stairs. It's Camille. Mommy, it's a man outside with flowers.
And you talking about she was lying.
Like, that baby what are you talking about? And sure enough, open like, door.
Bucks.
The guy sitting there holding flowers like, Monique? I'm like, is this a trick?
A prank. Girl, that's
trying to
a prank.
Me. My friend's trying to prank me, y'all.
If that's a
it
prank.
Was Kim. Kim did it. Got me thinking I was special to somebody.
Girl, please. You gotta be like, excuse me, did you get my flowers?
That's what I would have did.
I'd have made sure your ass knew.
Yeah, let us know if anybody ever did anything like this to y'all, and what did you do? Like,
yeah, how would you respond to a secret admirer?
I feel like in most cases, if you knew you was talking to a nigga named John for the past 3 weeks,
right.
You'd have told John, I love roses, I can't wait to get some more roses, blah, blah, blah. And then roses show up at your door. That's usually how this type of shit goes, right?
Right.
But if you ain't literally talking to nobody.
Last time you got flowers, it's because you said so out loud.
Correct. Correct.
And they came at your door. That's when you shall receive. But this time... Well, just know that I hope it made you feel good about yourself. Because, bitch, all this Roach talk is too much for me.
No, I did as I comment. Kim, no, I comment on a Roach every day.
And I'm just like,
ugh. And y'all keep on saying, oh, roaches don't get flowers. Fair. Fair.
Because, hey, if I see a Roach, I'm not handing that bitch nothing with a petal on it, okay? I'm stomping on it, spraying it. I'm really trying to think of the visual of handing a Roach. A bouquet of flowers, and it's just not a thing.
Why do you think I call myself a Roach, Kim?
Because you feel bad about, you internalize how these men treat you, and you make like, you really think that it's a reflection of who you are, and I keep trying to tell you I'm a fucking ass nigga. I'm trash. I'm really trying to tell you that. You're just hearing it. Why do you internalize their message and not mine?
I'm just not the chosen one. So I'm just like, bitch, I guess I'm just a little chosen.
Chosen by who? And why would you want to be chosen by any of these raggedy niggas? Like, money, please.
Because just imagine you really like somebody and they're like, either they don't choose you or they just don't work out. It's like, bitch, am I a roach? Like, what's wrong with me? I gotta be a roach.
It'd be girls that be getting chose and be still getting dogged out.
So dog the fuck out, but you know.
Chose.
It's not obvious.
Choose yourself.
Period. That's the message of the day. Choose yourself. I have been choosing myself lately. Like I said, I've been talking to no motherfucking body. So for me to get roses, somebody trying to throw me off my game. That's what it is.
I ain't trying to throw you off your game. Maybe.
Somebody trying to put my...
Maybe.
I've been doing a little too good being by myself. And motherfuckers trying to throw me off. Fuck y'all. Keep your shit.
Maybe you sitting back and relaxing and not stressing yourself out about men.
Which is what I have been
bringing
doing.
Positivity to you.
I don't know. See, now it would have been sweet if it would have came from one of y'all as a like, bitch, you doing a good job. I would have put that shit on the note.
I would have, first of all, you don't get no flowers. Where you at the last night? Girl, you be doing good. You be doing good for 2.5 days.
And listen, that single shit don't hit you tonight. Ain't that what they say?
Yeah, that's what they say.
To the nighttime, that should be not here.
But you need to find a goddamn hobby. Something.
I've been doing good for the longest. That was the first time I felt like in a long time. And I was like, bitch.
Bitch, I know what's wrong with me.
Bitch, I'm sick. What I thought I'm sick in the head. Bitch, I'm sick in the head. Gotta go talk to the lady immediately.
And that's me like, girl, please, actually.
I gotta be, because why would you crave somebody like that? When for the longest, when I wanted our old relationship back, and I'm like, think about everything this man put you through, all those emotions you felt. Why you want to be around somebody like that? Why would you want to consider somebody that even be a friend? Like, imagine kicking in with somebody who really stepped on you like a rope. Why would you want to do that? So that's how I work my, you know, way through back certain things.
Yeah.
Work my, you know, get my shit back together. Because I'm like, bitch, you are not my friend. I catch myself kicking in with these people. I'm like, bitch, you are not my friend. Remember you did that fucked up shit to me? I'm not going to forget that.
You treat me like trash.
You treat me like trash. So why you want to sit here and kicking with me? I'm not going to forget what you did. Which, on one hand, they say you're supposed to forgive and forget, bitch. I'm on
this. Because it's the way you did me. Next topic, I don't believe in that shit at all. I don't believe in it.
New topic.
I mean...
Forgive and forget.
I have a hard time even grasping what forgiveness means. Does forgiveness mean, Mo, I forgive you? Or does forgiveness mean, like, I've said it myself, like, I forgive that person?
I think they say it's more important for you to, you know, internalize it, feel it for yourself.
Rather than give it to
let somebody else know that they're free.
But what does that feel like? Like, what does forgiveness, how do you know you've really forgiven somebody? Like, when you, how do you know? Help! Does anybody have the answers?
I just don't. I feel like it's such a loose term these days.
It is. It's so nebulous.
Bitch can step in a foot. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I forgive you. And it's just that, you know, everybody just keep the ball rolling. Oh, I cheated on you. I forgive you. Keep the ball rolling, and they cheat on you again. I forgive you, and they do it again. It's
exactly.
Like,
it's like,
so why are we even doing this? Why you even apologize?
Where's the cap,
nigga? What?
And I'm certainly not forgetting. Like, that's never gonna
happen. You get somebody one time, and they do it again. You just like how, like you said, what's the cap on this forgiveness shit?
Yeah,
because imagine forgiving somebody 50 times for doing the same thing to you, and it's like,
what are we doing? Point, you gotta evaluate yourself. I'm a firm believer in fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you. Like, when you start letting people do the exact same thing to you over and over and over again, and you crying to other people about, oh, they did me like, babe, you gotta love yourself.
Bitch, they did it the first 5 times. What you thought was gonna happen the 6th time? What did you think was gonna do it again? You stupid girl. Me to me.
You fool!
What that post said to my me, never again. Me again.
When I tell you, I was like, again.
I said,
oh, and holler.
I gotta stop. Once I learned to stop, it was a song. It's like a remix, but Fabulous, like, she asked for some advice. He was like, stop being friendly to the fuckboys. So when I stopped being friendly to the fuckboys, life just, you know, blessings started to rain in. But it said the praises go up and the blessings come down. Stop being friendly to the motherfuckers that made you feel like shit, because y'all not my friends. Fuck you, Mr. Nigga. Choke. What I said? Who I said I want to choke on a chicken bone? Yeah. I was like, Kim, if he's someone right now choking, I will.
He's that kid. You don't want to. You want to die?
Remember, I was like, you can survive a choking. You'll get a little startled, a little shaken up, but you can survive.
I know you seen that video. That white girl speaking in tongues. That little white girl speaking in tongues.
Oh, that.
First of all, they were.
Jesus.
receiving it.
Just start speaking it. Come on. Whose child is this? Bitch, you speaking to me?
She was truly preaching.
It's a lot of good memes. I'm always referencing a goddamn meme. My life was not like this 2 years ago.
Listen, if you... Because I was reading something on Twitter that said something about, like, internet culture and how, like, a lot of what's funny on the internet is derived... It's, like, so derivative of different stuff. It's, like, you have to have seen this one meme to get, like, this, like, bonus cutoff meme. And it's just, like, it's crazy how if you're not on the internet consistently, like, you will really miss a lot of this stuff.
Definitely.
You got to be on the internet. Definitely. Otherwise, shit not going to make sense. Because think about how many times you're going to show your mama a meme or something. Who's that?
She don't get it. Oh, great. She don't fucking get it.
But they didn't grow up with the internet, so they don't know. Memes are the fun, like, it don't make no sense how funny they are.
That's why I feel like 2 years ago, they wasn't as popular. But last year, y'all know I went in with the fucking memes. Yes. I used to send it to y'all all the time.
Yes.
But they're my life now. Every time something happens, a life situation, I'm like, bitch, it was a meme that said this. Bitch, you saw that meme?
I know.
That's how conversations go.
For me, it started in 2010 when I was using Tumblr. Like, when I first got on Tumblr and was, like, really using that, that's when I noticed, like, okay, memes are, like, a thing. And then Twitter just catapulted that shit. Instagram and Twitter.
Speaking of when the praises and whatnot, removing yourself. It said, removing myself from situations where I don't feel loved, appreciated, or respected. I gotta read that part as well, too. You know, trying to get myself together.
Yeah.
God bless it. I be learning. It's growth over here. Period.
Because you gotta remind yourself that you don't deserve this, okay? No matter what you did, you don't deserve to get treated this way. But I honestly, like, a lot of women find their validation in how niggas feel about them. And I want us to free ourselves. You know?
Free ourselves.
don't talk to me.
Nigga only want you sometimes.
Bitch. And that'll really make you feel like, what Cardi B said?
Looking at you like I'm inconsistent. Or
thinking I'm flawed because you inconsistent.
There we go.
And I'm like, when I feel like felt that in my soul.
I feel like I'm working you over here inconsistent. Talk to me when you want to talk to me.
You feel like it. And I just feel like it's super important not to internalize that shit.
And in some cases, it's like, well, he try to, you know, they try to talk to you when they can. So you should kind of feel special because they making time. But they ain't got no time for it. But here they go trying to talk to you now. They must have made time for you to feel special, right? Bitch, how hard is it for you to pick up your phone and send a text that say, hey?
Because, I mean, listen.
Is a motherfucker watching you or you that fucking busy that you can't even do that? Because if I'm at work right now.
And if you don't want to talk to me, you can just say that.
Send.
You didn't pick up phone all day.
That took 5 seconds. But I'm saying some people don't do, you know, certain situations, you being watched like a hawk, right?
Yeah.
But at some point, are you not by yourself? And if you really wanted to talk to a certain person or be around a certain person, you make time. Yeah. People make time for what they want to make time for.
They do. That's the motto.
So we ain't gonna say that, bitch. Well, I'm here. You should feel special because I'm here. I find, you know, I'm got you. I'm a busy person. This is that. Oh, okay.
I want somebody who likes me all the time.
All the time.
I don't know how hard that
bitch,
is.
I need to be on your brain all the time. I'm crack cold. And you crack it.
Shut up.
That's what I need.
Oh God, free us.
I'm getting better. Life is
from the clutches of patriarchy. This shit is killing
Let's
us.
Talk about trying to move on from somebody, but they don't want you to move on. You can't literally move on from
and person. That's where creating boundaries comes in, because at a certain point, everybody's been through a breakup, and a breakup means that we broke up, bitch. Leave me alone. I seen a meme yesterday that was like, if I leave you alone, please leave me alone,
babe.
You
know I got that saved right here in my phone.
Please.
I cut this shit hard, bro.
Please. Felt some shit so hard in my life. If I leave you alone, I'm begging of you, please leave me alone, babe.
Because if you call me, bitch, I'm answering. I am.
What is so hard about that?
Part of me don't want you to leave me alone. That's a toxic.
Part of me don't want you to leave me alone, but if you cannot fulfill, like, every relationship is, like, transactional. I provide something between us, and that's what we give here. If at any point I stop meeting your needs, it is perfectly reasonable for you to be like, all right, Kim, I don't know if we could do this anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just like, because you're not getting what you need out of me. Right. You're not getting what you need from here. Do everybody the courtesy of letting that shit go. Like, if I'm telling you I'm not getting what I need out of you, and I don't like this, if I can't get what I need, right. And it might be fucked up. If I can't get what I need out of you, then I'm sorry, then I can't do this.
Right.
I feel like that's perfectly reasonable to say. And people be really trying to
respectfully, it's ways, you know.
Like,
because if I say this shit's stupid, now I don't want to do it no more.
I don't want to do this.
Like, you got to respect that and be like, you know what? This shit is kind of weird. Like, I don't know. The just agree to disagree.
Free me,
because this ain't gonna work.
Because hello, it only takes one person to break up something. I don't need your approval. I don't need your permission.
That's why I said that we gotta talk about people who they don't want to be done. They don't want to stop.
Oh, see, hell.
So you know, you taking all the steps. Like, okay, I'm gonna block this. I ain't gonna ask this nigga phone calls. But then you got motherfuckers gonna take that shit to the next level.
Get other people to call you.
Yeah, other people to call you. They gonna call
pulling
you
up on you.
They gonna pop up at your shit or wherever the fuck you at. You're not saying leave me alone. Like, I'm not doing this no more.
Free me. And if a woman did that, she would be crazy.
She's crazy.
She would be in the, because it's like, girl, I ended it. Like, I don't want to do this no more. You acting crazy. You doing all this. Why are you tripping like this?
And like you said, if I stop giving you what you need, so I don't want to do this no more. So let's say I said, well, Kim, you're not doing this for me no more. I don't want to do this with you no more. You like, oh no, I don't want to stop more. I'm gonna give you this now. I'm gonna give you what you want now.
Yeah.
Why you couldn't give it to me before? Right. Or why did you stop?
Why did you need to be threatened with me leaving
for you to be like, I'm gonna give her what she used to get from me. Nigga, what? Obviously, you stopped doing it for a reason. You didn't want to do it no more, so I'm trying to leave you alone. Don't try to act like you're going to give it to me again as a reward or, you know, some type of compromise.
I feel like that's a control thing. That's very much people want to keep you just doing whatever the fuck they want you to do. And I'm here to let you know that's not what I... That God didn't put me here to be your puppet, like your puppet. That is not why I'm here. And again, at that point, you got to evaluate, why do I keep letting this person play me like a goddamn Monopoly?
Like a motherfucking fiddle.
What?
I am playing myself.
I used to say that all the time.
I love saying that.
Why do I think so lowly of myself that I will really continue to let this person just
manipulate me,
lie?
Because ain't nothing to lie. I'm like, yeah, Kim, I'm gonna give you exactly what it is that you need. Just don't leave. Stick with me, Kim. I'm gonna give you what you need.
So manipulative.
And you, if you was to believe me, and you sit here waiting, mind you, I think the biggest tool of manipulation is hope. All you gotta do is give somebody a little piece of fucking hope that you're gonna come back,
preach!
That you're gonna talk to me again, that I'm gonna see you again.
Oh my God,
and
that was
people
so profound.
Hold on to that. That's, you give somebody a little piece of hope. Imagine a nigga gonna walk out your life, but you're like, am I gonna see you again? Am I gonna hear from you again? After a date, for example, y'all had a good ass date. All right, I'm gonna call you. That little piece of hope is when we have you holding on to this little piece of a relationship that you have with him, because he gave that to you. He said he's gonna call me, so yeah, I'm gonna talk to this dude.
I'm in this photo and I don't like it.
I'm like, shit, the hard fucking way.
Oh my God, that is such a word.
My own baby daddy used to do that shit all the time. The biggest tool we used to use against me. We're gonna do this. I'm gonna do this. I'm not right now, or this is that and the third. I'm like, so you telling me we're gonna do this, but you're not telling me when. You're not telling me how it's gonna get done. And I'm speaking of relationship wise. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we're gonna get that together. Yeah, just not right now. Wait, what? So I'm supposed to hold on to, well, we're gonna get that together, just not right now, like today. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe next month.
Ooh.
Bitch. So again, I'm holding on to this little ounce of this hope, which really is just bullshit. But you can't deny that you said, we are going to figure something out.
Yeah.
So I can't take that from you because you did say it. So I kind of got, I want to hold you to your word.
Right.
But at the same time, it's bullshit because you could mean 5 years from now. Yeah. You could mean tomorrow.
I'm trying to make the love of my life by then.
Exactly. And now you're asking kickbox, bitch. I was going to wait on you, hope. Fuck you not going to see this.
Oh my gosh. Well, guys, that was fun.
We're fun. We have a good time. We get to ranting.
Yeah, we can talk about these niggas.
As y'all was saying, conclusion niggas and shit.
Oh,
can we have a conversation? Talk about it. It's fun, though.
So it is, trash. But that's be the only problems we ever be having.
Thank God.
We.
You. Shut up. Right? Well, I told Kim, I said, Kim, when I think, sit back and think about my problems,
you don't have any.
I don't have any. It just me dealing with fun niggas. Yeah. And obviously, a lot of women deal with that.
Yeah. And starting to see a running pattern here.
And it's the one thing. It's like, you don't have to.
No, you don't.
You do not have to deal with this bullshit.
You really don't. But here's the thing. This is like a much deeper conversation for like another day. But the problem here is that women, including myself, feel a biological need to be with men.
Mm.
Black men. Because we are black. And that's something that we can't get rid of. You're not wrong for wanting to be with a man, like for wanting companionship, for wanting somebody to love, for wanting somebody to love you, for wanting to spend the rest of your life. That's not weird. That's perfectly normal. That's perfectly acceptable. We are wired to want those things. The problem is these niggas are trash. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that comes with a lot of other extra shit.
Mm.
So it's hard for me to be like, oh, love yourself, you know, because you can love yourself to the end of the day, but that's not going to replace a romantic relationship. That's not going to fulfill you if you are missing that in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, I don't have the answers. I wish I did, but I don't. But I do want women to get to a place where y'all not laying yourselves on a goddamn track to let a nigga walk all over
Hello?
You.
Hello? My God.
So anyway.
We got to put a pin in that one.
Yeah, definitely. Because that's, like I said, a deeper conversation for a different day. But
Just to answer that real quick, I was going to say, remember that time I was like, bitch, I'm out here drowning. And I like literally got my hand out for a motherfucker to pull me out. They did not pull my ass out.
They looked at you while you were drowning. Like,
but you all right. You got it. You good. You'll be okay. Bitch, I am drowning.
Yeah.
Save me.
Yeah.
We'll say that for next week's episode. Stay tuned.
Oh, I gotta do the socials thing. Oh my God, it's been forever.
This got some rusty.
Right, very much rusty at this. Okay, so follow us on Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast, on Twitter at The Even Exchange. On Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice. Moe's Hey Pretty Lady _. She has multiple other Instagrams and businesses that y'all can check out on her page. I'm sure they're linked to her bio. So yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Bye. No, you never say bye.
Who knows? Kim McKee.
Say bye.
Bye.
Thank you.